Chapter 5, In the Crosshairs. The cacophony of battle was deafening: bullets, shouts, explosions. The beach of Normandy, which could have been a serene postcard of tranquility in another life, was now a hellish canvas painted with blood, fire, and smoke. Amidst this chaos, two souls found themselves caught in a dance with destiny. Joe Mitchell, soaked and weighed down by the horrors he'd witnessed, momentarily rested behind the safety of the barricade. The blanket of bullets hammered the steel structure, every impact sending vibrations through his bones. The barricade felt like a temporary sanctuary, but he knew he couldn't linger for long. Every second counted. Drawing a slow breath, he tried to compose himself and scout a pathway forward. As he scanned the cliffs with his sharp green eyes, one figure, distinct from the others, caught his attention. Carl Mueller, an elite sniper of the Waffen-SS, was in a superior position on the cliffs, his presence commanding and evident. Joe was so close to the bunker, closer than he had thought, and he could make out the scar on Carl's left cheek, a mark that set him apart from the others. The German sharpshooter was methodically taking down Allied forces, each shot precise, each pull of the trigger snuffing out another American life. For Joe, hunting had been a pastime, a familial bonding ritual in the woods behind his Massachusetts home. He remembered those crisp mornings, the dew beneath his boots, the chirping of the birds, and the thrill of the chase as he aimed for squirrels. The contrast between those tranquil moments and the tumultuous battle around him was stark, but the skills he had honed, patience, precision, the calm amidst adrenaline, were now his lifeline. Balancing his rifle on the steel barricade, using it as a makeshift support, Joe took aim at Carl, focusing intently on that scar, a beacon in the maelstrom. As Joe was about to take the shot, a fleeting hesitation gripped him. The weight of taking another life, the uncertainty of whether this action would change the course of the battle, or simply the nagging reminder of his father's war stories where enemies shared a brief moment of recognition before the fatal strike. Unknown to Joe, Carl had noticed him too. As an elite sniper, Carl's primary asset was his observation skill, the American soldier's stance, the way he braced his weapon, and those determined green eyes all signaled to Carl that this was no ordinary infantryman. In that brief moment, the two soldiers, sworn enemies by circumstance, locked eyes. Carl's sharp blue eyes, accentuated by his sniper scope, bore into Joe. It was a connection more profound than mere sight. It felt as if their souls were momentarily intertwined. Here was an American soldier in the crosshairs of his scope, a heartbeat away from death, yet displaying a bravery and focus that Carl couldn't help but respect. Both men were caught in an internal tempest. Carl recalled the lessons of his parents, his father's strength and determination, his mother's wisdom and compassion. In another life, perhaps he and this American soldier could have been friends, sharing stories over a pint. But the reality of war had cast them as adversaries. The gravity of their decisions weighed on them. Both knew that the next few seconds would determine their fate. Joe's finger rested lightly on the trigger, the cold metal seeming to pulse beneath his touch. Carl's sniper scope framed Joe, the reticle dancing with every breath. But in that sliver of time, a realization dawned on both men. They were mere pawns in a grander scheme, their individual decisions dwarfed by the sheer magnitude of the war around them. Did it matter if one shot the other? Would their deaths or survivals shift the outcome of this monumental day? A shell exploded nearby, the shockwave breaking their shared trance. The battlefield demanded their attention once more. But for that brief moment, amidst the horrors of D-Day, two men glimpsed the humanity in each other. The shots they decided to take or not to take would be a testament to that recognition.